Very nice. So, well, we are going to start today with this topic that is the law of the pendulum, as you can well now see right on the screen. This is this topic is really relevant because sometimes we don't understand many things that happened around. So today we are going to talk about this very interesting cosmic law. As you know, there are many laws that exist to help us, right, to understand life, to organize nature, and other laws will explain the movements of the universe. And, well, this law of the pendulum is quite interesting to comprehend deeply and clearly what is going on around us. What is life, right? How can we live life? And well, we haven't maybe, right? Maybe we haven't paid attention, close attention, I mean, in the movements of our own life. Maybe we have been like paying attention to the stars and we have seen that the moon changes shapes, and we know the movements of some planets. That could be something that we do because we like it. But have you ever noticed those movements also in your own life? Well, there is a certain moment we actually do not understand, and we don't pay attention. If we don't pay attention, right, to what is going on in our lives, and if we pay close attention to all the movements, we will see that sometimes we are not exactly in balance. So today, let's get to know this law so we can be alert and prepared. Especially that is why this law, this conference is important, because we are going to be prepared for what is coming, right? To know the cosmic laws, dear friends, will help us to be well prepared and face life successfully. That is, one of the goals of this topic today. So let's talk about the pendulum, what a pendulum is, right? Sometimes, well, perhaps you are very young and you don't know that it used to be this kind of clocks that you see on the screen. We used to have this kind of clocks when we were kids, right? And they have this this device in the middle that is called a pendulum. And if you observe, you take a close look to the pendulum in this kind of object, well, you see that the movement of this device goes from one extreme to another. And this is part of the mechanism that makes the clock work, right? So, well, this pendulum, this movement from left to right, from one extreme to the other, it is also something that we can, that can give us like a teaching, all right? If you pay attention to that, you will see that it goes from right to left, and it's like this struggle, constantly struggle of opposites. Just the way we are, right? Humanity, our minds, our lives, sometimes we find ourselves in one extreme of the pendulum, and sometimes we are in the other extreme. Sometimes we find ourselves joyful, you know, excited, you know, smiling, laughing, content, right? But other times we find ourselves depressed and sad, and we cry. We have these periods of progress, right, with money, prosperity, right? But we have some others that we struggle to make ends meet, to pay the rent, to even buy food, right? Sometimes we are in those extremes. So why this thing happened? Why do we have to live in constant, you know, movement of this pendulum, of this the movement of the pendulum, just like it going from one extreme to the other? Why is this happening, right? So, well, today we are going to understand why those things happened in our lives, right? Our actions and our feelings also move According to this law of the pendulum. What is the pendulum? Well, we already know that this device just go from one side to the other, and also our lives will have these movements that sometimes we do not understand. But today, let's pay attention on what is this movement about. So, well, this not only goes to the microcosmos man, but also affects many other things in our lives. For example, if we want to see this pendular movement really evident, is when we study history. When we study history, it is really, really evident. Well, we can see great civilization like those civilization of the Egypt, right? Near the river. Near the Nile River, it was a great civilization that flourished, and it was really important. And we actually nowadays we have still those pyramids. They are still over there because of that greatness of that beautiful civilization, right? But something happens in a period of time. It was a long period of time, different dynasties, different kings or pharaohs, and then that power just went down, right? So that power decayed, and then another civilization appears with strength and force. For example, the Hebrew people rose victorious, right? And then this again. This civilization again went like the power went down, decayed, and then another big civilization, excuse me, well, rise upon the ashes of the last one, right? A triumphant Rome, for example, right, stands on the shoulder of many people. But then again, this power of the Roman Empire falls again. So what is going on? Why those big civilization disappear or finish with their, I don't know, power? Because of the law of the pendulum. And those people who rise victorious in one season, in one part of this history, then with this law of pendulum, they fell into this grace. That is something very evident. So in this part, we can clearly see how this law affects not only our lives, but a group of people, really great amount of people, nations, entire nations, into this movement of the pendular motion, right? Also, we can see these changes into ideologies. We have some ideologies that are really strong, you know. They even change the face of the earth. They even change the systems of a big region. For example, the former Soviet Union, it used to be called that way, Russia. Russia has different states together. All of them, they form like a really big, huge country with different countries together. And but they fall into this materialistic dialectic that was well provided or proposed by this person, Charles Marx, right? And he and some other co-workers, right? They gave this kind of ideology to the Soviet Union. So they fell into this, you know, materialistic way of being. They did not believe in religion. They also forbid religion. People's religion was forbidden. So that cold-blooded ideology or current of thinking was there triumphant. You know, it was everybody was like, oh my goodness, it's the greatest thing, you know. But what happened after a period of time that ideology lost the power, and then we can see that this this cold Russia that used to be like, please don't talk about religion. It fell into the other extreme of the pendular movement. What is that extreme? They started to investigate, like, parapsychology or occultism, and they started to do these kind of sessions to try to find ghosts and to connect them with, in the other extreme of the pendular movement. We can see here again clearly how those movements of the pendulum affects not only, our lives, but entire nations, entire ideologies that they were, well, really important, right? Really famous, and they changed the history, actually. All human beings, well, depend on the movement of the pendulum. Our friends, to whom we love and admire deeply, are also under the same law. It would be absurd to think otherwise. So it is not rare if one day our friend, he's very nice with us, he's a really nice person, we can trust him, and suddenly one day he changed. What happened? Jekyll and Hyde, right? Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in a same person. And our friend is angry and is hard with us. So our friend has this dirty look on us, and what we should do is not to cry, not to say, oh, I lost my friend, he's not the same, I am not going to talk to him anymore. No, what we need to know is to understand, right? We need to use our comprehension in that moment. So it is not rare that this happened. Maybe you have heard about that, or you have lived this moment as well. So we need to know that the law of the pendulum is so strong. Imagine big nations fell because of the movement of the pendulum. What can happen to us, right? That we are really weak. We are not, observing ourselves. We are not living in the present. We are full of egos. Obvious, it's obvious that we are going to be also depending on this law. We are under the control of the law of the pendulum. Also, our friends, right? They are not saints. They are not initiated, right? Hopefully they were. They were, but they are not. So, this person that used to be very kind, used to be very sweet, suddenly it changed completely. And that happened to all people, and evidently to us as well. We are, in the same race, in the same road, we can say. So, well, there is also very, very, how can I say, very evident in people from different zodiac signs. All right, I'm not saying that only Gemini. No. Well, we are saying that Gemini is evident in Gemini because of the sign. It has two faces. It has two people. It has the Castor and Pollux twins, right? So they are really, if we want to see this law in motion, if we really want to see this, we can really observe, but closely observe the Gemini people, right? The Gemini na natives, they are extraordinary friends. Oh, they are really kind with people. They give things no matter what. They can sacrifice themselves for their friends, and they are really wonderful people. But when they go to the other extreme, dear friends, on the pendular movement, everything changed, and we are just surprised. We don't know what's happening with them, right? They are completely the opposite. It's like, what happened to him, or what happened to her? Those of us who know Gemini natives, we know, yeah, how to handle them. And actually, we know that they are going to have these kind of changes, right? Because of their nature. But this is not only for Gemini natives, okay? I am going to repeat that. It is just an example of how people is affected for the law of the pendulum. Even though this double form of acting is present in all of the zodiac signs, all of them. Yes. We are the same. We are in the same, road with the same law that affects us very terribly because we are not attend because we are not alert. And that's why those laws will always, be over us and will control us, not only Gemini, but the whole bunch of people, right? So that is just an example of how this law affects people in different ways, but also feelings, right? If you want to really see how this law affects us, you just pay attention on the feelings, right? Feelings, right? Because of our heart is always giving us these marvelous feelings, right? We are not paying attention exactly on those feelings because we just let them go without control, dear friends. We have no control because we are not observing ourselves. We are not alert. So we all are affected by the movement of the pendulum. We sing from one extreme to the other, overflowing with joy and singing victory, only to plummet to the other side, depressed, pessimistic, anxious, and desperate, right? Life seemed to become all-encompassing according to the law of pendulum. The ups and downs of currency, for example, money, right? The rises and falls of finance, the periods of wonderful harmony among family members, the times of conflict and trouble all follow one another inevitably, right? According to the law of the pendulum. Yes, sometimes we are really well with the family. We love our family. Oh, I have the best family in the world. Let's get together. Let's see each other. But suddenly we are like, I don't want to know anything about my family. Please don't call me, right? We don't even answer the phone. So, and it's evident that this law is 100% mechanic. And it is also present in every center of the human machine. Our mind, for example, is completely trapped in this law, especially our mind, right? Our feelings is evident because sometimes we cry, sometimes we are laughing, and maybe 3 minutes ago we were like singing, but now I am, exploding into lightnings and thunders, right? Because I am angry, something happened that take me out of balance. But what about our thinking process? Sometimes we cannot control the thinking process. We are, thinking this and now we are thinking that. You are thinking about a problem and then you find a solution and after that you find another solution and then another and then another and finally you cannot even know what to do because there are a lot of things going on your mind. So, in the heart with antithetical emotions, with states of anguish and happiness, of optimism and depression, it affects also our instinctive sexual moral centers, right? Because, the pendulum will affect everything in the machine, in the human machine. Obviously, the different centers, right? So, in the motor instinctive sexual center, it manifests itself with habits, right? With costumes, with the movements, right? When we talk, we move a lot of hands, right? For example, I tend to move a lot of my hands. So, sometimes we are, sullen, right? When we are depressed or we don't want nobody to talk to us and we are with our mouth one side, right? When we are happy, we smile a lot. When we act under the impulse, we move a lot and our motor center is, moving like that, your hands and everything. So when we are very happy, we jump, we leap, right? Full of joy with good news, we jump, we say, oh, that's nice. Yes. So when we are scared, our cubs tremble of an imminent danger. So that is the way those contrary feelings, those contrary emotions will affect the human machine, right? So that is exactly what we are. We are machines controlled not by our our thinking process, correctly thinking process, but no, unfortunately, we are slaves of a mechanic, right? If someone pat us on our shoulder, we smile and we are happy, right? But if someone is aggressive, then we answer the same way. We are aggressive and we want to fight and to hit, right? If someone hurt us, then we try to do the same because I need the bed to, to give this the same heat, right? We want to do the same. So we are little machines subject to the law of the pendulum. Everyone can do with us as they please. So do they want to see us happy? Okay. They give us, some beautiful words. They pat us on our shoulder. They give us a few compliments in our ear, and we are overjoyed, right? Do you want to see people angry? So tell those people hard words, right? Hard words or something against their pride, so they will be crazy, harsh words. And they will also offend us back because they are angry. So we can control people and people can control us, right? And that is very serious, dear friend. This is a really serious matter. Because we are just a puppet. We are just a puppet, and anybody can use us. So we are in the position of control others with a simple word, and the other way around. They can control us with a simple word, right? I can say beautiful things to you right now, and you will feel happy. You will enjoy. Ah, yes, I am doing a good job. You may think, right? And you will see me with loving eyes. Oh, that's a nice person over there talking. But if I say hard words to you, maybe offensive words, then you will be angry, right? You will go out of the reunion and your eyes will give me those killer looks, right? So this is just like an instrument that I can play in any key or in any style. So where is our individuality? It is sad to accept that we do not have individuality. We can drive our cars and, listening to music, very calm, classical music, and talking to our friends or our family with words of love. But suddenly this car make a wrong movement and you change completely. We change completely and we saw the other, hey, you please pay attention to what you're doing, something, right? What happened? We were like having this beautiful moment, and suddenly, just like that, we change into a different person, into a monster. So, where is the individuality? Only this person did a wrong turn, and you are crazy. It's because we go to extremes, my dear friends, because we are not paying attention. We are full of egos. And with every exaltation of this extreme of the pendulum, we are making them stronger. So it is important to understand that this law can affect us badly if we are going to extremes, right? If we move the pendulum to the right, to the extreme right, it is logical that the return of that will be violent and also extreme. Same if we do it to the left, the movement turns violent and uncontrollable. We are very happy. We are super excited for something we have happened. We laugh and jump of joy. Then the movement of the pendulum arrive and we turn completely pessimists and sad. Everything in life has two faces, two aspects. So that's something we need to do. We need to be conscious about this double situation of everything that happens, right? Double face of a person, double face of a feeling, right? Perhaps you are going to get married soon, and you just know one side of that person. You know, the boyfriend always clean and you know, smelling good, you know, with that beautiful scent. The other way around with a woman, she's a beautiful girlfriend. She's always enjoying and smiling. But when you get married, then the other side of the coin will appear. Are you really prepared for that? Do you know that this is going to happen? Maybe not. We need to be, you know, really aware of this situation, right? We need to know that there are two faces of a single situation, like the faces of the coin, right? There is light, but also the darkness exists. It is actually something that happens not only in our world, but it's in the supersensible worlds. It can be seen that next to a great temple of light, there is always a dark temple, right? That is really clear. The error, the mistake is to forget about these two faces, to always like idealize things. Oh, yes, everything is, you know, honey, rivers of honey. We don't accept that there is like this double face, two faces, right? So then when the pendular movement strikes, we do not accept that we protest, we object, and sometimes we cry and we suffer, we explode, and that is precisely the great mistake. If the extreme is catastrophic, if someone dies, it is logical we will feel sad, of course, right? But to fall into desperation and depression, it is extreme. I am going to kill myself because my beloved one died. That is to go to the other extreme, right? To fall into disgrace. So the biggest the pleasure, the hardest the pain. That is for sure. We need to be really aware of that suffering will come to us because we do not understand the pendulum law. Sometimes we swing to one extreme of the pendulum, and sometimes we swing to the other one. And for this reason, there is no peace among us. Our relationships are terrible, right? Fraught with conflict. Every period of peace is followed by a period of war, and every period of war is followed by a period of peace. We are victims of the law of the pendulum, right? And suffering comes to us, my dear friends, right? It is not good to see this situation when people, for example, are laughing or, you know, they are really happy. It is a kind of, sometimes it worries us a lot because we know that the next that will come is the movement of the pendulum, suffering. These happy people and at the beginning, we know that they are going to cry. Agreements of extreme joy is followed by agreements of extreme pain. When one gets used to seeing any circumstance, anything, and if any event in its entirely, you know, faces, the both sides of the faces, then one avoids many disappointments, many frustrations, many disillusionment in life. There is this story of this pharaoh who had this dream, right? He dreamt about cows, actually, seven cows, right? They were really fat and beautiful, but in the other way, in the other hand, he dreamt seven really, really skinny cows, right? So he was kind of worried about this dream. And somebody will give him this Joseph, right? Gave him this teaching about the dream. You know that there are very beautiful times that you will have everything that the land will give everything to it for the animals. The animals will be fat. There will be richness. But if you don't care, If you don't take care of that richness, if you don't observe yourself, then you will go to the other extreme of the seven dying cows, right? So that is the law of the pendulum in this, well, in this story of the Bible, my dear friend. So, well, we need to be ready for that. This happens also not only in the physical world, not only in our relationship, not only in our work, but also in spiritual. Master Samael tells us in this conference of the law of the pendulum how difficult was for him at the beginning to see how people who started to the learning of Gnosis stops their process. He didn't understand that attitude, and he said that he suffered a lot for this situation. So he meditated about it and he remembered that everyone is affected by this law of the pendulum. And he could clearly see that people got really enthusiastic about inner work, but soon they just lost interest because of the mechanism of the pendulum. And this is very evident, sorry, evident in many religions. I'm sorry. Gustavo, se escucha todo. Gus.
Sí, ya.
Apaga tantito tu esa
Sí.
cosa, Gus. Ay, Gus. All right, so sorry, sorry, my super, super friends. Okay, and then, well, as you can see, Master Samael, he actually reflected about it and he knew that this is something that always happens. Sometimes you are really enthusiastic about this philosophy you have found, and you started to work on it, to have all this connection with this religion or philosophy or whatever, but then you lost interest. So Master Samael said that he learned to see the two faces in each person. So he knew that he had to help people to find the gnosis, but he also knew that people may not arrive to the final station of the journey because of the law of the pendulum. So we see people really interested in the knowledge, and suddenly they just lost interest and they just go. Okay? Now we understand that this is because we waste all the energy and overreact with every situation. So there is no middle point, right? And we stretch the pendulum to one side, to the movement, it's violent, and suddenly we feel completely indifferent. There is nothing left there. We are caught in the other extreme of the pendular movement. That is what the pendulum will affect us really badly. So, well, my dear friends, now you are understanding clearly what this law is causing in our lives. So, what we need to do, dear friends, is to know how to learn to live. We need to learn that every situation in life has two faces, two opposite edges. The biggest mistake is to only focus on one of these edges, or to believe that there is only one. It's a serious problem, let me tell you, because then when the opposite phase arrive, we are not prepared at all, and we feel terrible, terribly hurt or betrayed, or the situation is unbearable. To learn to see the antithesis, the fatal phase, that's what we need, all right? Sometimes we learn this after many disappointments, and this can hurt us badly, really, really. Disappointment can really make you sick, or it can even kill you. There is this case of Madame Blavatsky, who was hurt and terribly wounded by those slanderers. They were their friends, and they started to talk about her really, really bad things. So she died in pain, suffering for those who she called friends, but they betrayed her. So we should know that a person in any situation will have these two faces, And to avoid the suffering, what we need to do, my dear friends, here is the secret, is to be aware of the antithesis and place ourselves in a third position. You know, we have the two positions, extremes, right and left, but we need to be in the third position. Just stay there and you will be protected. Any situation would give us a teaching. Right? Same with money. If you have a good situation and money comes to your life, then we feel like very powerful and then started to spend money and to buy things and to do things with the money. And suddenly the other extreme arrived. And what happened? Oh my goodness, money disappears and we just can make ends meet. Sometimes we don't even have money to, you know, to the basic things. So money is not bad, it's good. Well, it's super good, it's not super bad. We need to go in the middle, right? Money is necessary to live, but we should not lose balance of any of these situation, right? Religions will also fall into these kind of extremes, my dear friends, because sometimes a religion gets so powerful, right? It has a lot of people following, and then they feel the non plus ultra, right? They feel super powerful, and they can do crazy things with this power because the extreme of the they are going into the extreme of the pendular movement. If we look careful to our lives as well, we will realize that there is not a balance, right? There is not a middle point. Same in faith, right? There are people who also become really religious fanatic, right? And they live in their temples and pray all day long in every place, and they force their family to do so. They are really extreme religious people who even create wars in the name of religion. That is crazy because, you know, religion is love and peace, connection with the divinity. And a war, what is a war? It's death and despair, right? So the other face of this situation, this extreme, you know, religious character, it is the atheist, right? An atheist people. A person who just do not believe anything. They don't want to know anything about divinity, about God. They just simple stop believing and rejecting everything related to a spiritual world. And well, they do not believe in anything and they do not listen to you. So in the formal science and in other currents, they criticize everybody, right? They say, no, there is no such thing as God. There is no such thing as spirituality. It is only matter. It's so absurd to go to, you know, to this kind of currents because they are extreme. So we don't want that, right? We don't want an extreme religion to lead us to war, right? A war always tramples and destroys with smoke and sharpness, with pain and death. Totally the opposite side of the religion. So we need to learn to see the two sides of the coins. Remember, this is the secret. Always pay attention in the two sides of the coins and study this law very well. That way we won't be victims of the swinging of the pendulum, right? There is a spiritual need, and in the other side, there is atheism. There is fanaticism in religious, like for example, the Inquisition, right? They kill a lot of people because they felt with the right to do that. There are other religions that send people to death, like the kamikazes pilots who deliberately crashed their planes for religion reasons. There is also coldness and indifference in spiritual matters. People who are a very slight mention of divinity just turn their back and walk away. People sometimes forget about divinity, but if something happens, what we do? A storm, for example, then we fear and we kneel and we ask God for help, right? Well, that is the extreme situation, the extremes of the pendulum. So, well, my dear friends, this is really something we need to reflect on. We really need to think about it. Well, in the movement of the pendulum, we won't find the truth, right? That is obvious, right? Now, by now, you maybe know exactly that this is not the way to find truth, right? We need to have the vivid experience of the truth. We don't. We cannot do give a concept or a theory about the truth, because the truth is something that you need to live. You need to experience it, not to receive any class about it. All right. So, what happened? That they say that the truth will set us free. What happened? We are not free. We know many truths. No, that is because the ego keeps us away from the truth. We need to eliminate the ego so we can experience the truth. For example, Master Jesus remained silenced when someone asked him, "Master Jesus, what is the truth?" So he didn't say anything. He just remained in silence, right? Also, Master Buddha, he received the same question, and he just turned around and walked away, because there is not an answer to this question, but to live the truth, you know, in flesh and bones, right? He also, Master Jesus also mentioned that truth will set us free. Truth will shall set you free. That's what he said. And that's obvious, because the truth will emerge as soon as we eliminate the shadow within. Only that way we will be free of the pendular movement. We would be able to put it in the middle, in the center. Remember that we need to find the third position, that is the center. So pain will disappear. We need to find the center of the movement. We know that our personalities are connected with the law of the pendulum. We change as the phases of the moon. You know, that personality full of egos, antitheses, contradictions. One day we are this way, the other day we are completely different. And we do not change, right? We change, but for not for good. Right, we change for the other pendulum, extreme, right? So what we have to accept is that we do not know how to live. Money is not good, but also it's not bad, right? The value we put in the money is actually the problem, right? We give it an excessive value. We have money and we feel we can rule the world, right? We brag to everyone about how well we are doing. I have money, you know, I can pay, I can do this, I can do that. So then the pendular movement comes and we feel miserable and sad. It is important to know how to live in the center between thesis and antithesis. There is always a synthesis, right? We have the thesis and the antithesis in the right and left, but there is a synthesis that coordinates and reconciles the opposites. We need to find the synthesis in every situation. If we are really excited for something, you know, positive in our lives, yes, we need to remember that this always will bring an antithesis. So by place yourself in the center, you will be out of the terrible movement and negative consequences of the pendulum, right? If you just got a very nice job and you are, you know, receiving a lot of money, well, take it easy, right? Pay attention. Stop for a moment to realize that there will be, you know, the movement of the pendulum, the pendular movement, sorry. The center, well, is also known in the East, especially in China. It is also called the Tao. It is the esoteric Gnostic word. Tao is the secret path. Tao is something very intimate. Tao is the being. When one lives at the center of the circle, at the Tao, one is not caught up in the mechanical game of the law of the pendulum. So we must learn to see everything in its two aspects, positive and negative, and we should remain in the Tao or in the middle. So we must know that one day everything passes, right? All the things, negative and positive, both are fleeting. They pass away. In life, everything passes. So we need to know that, and we will be protected. There is this movement of the pendular origin or the pendular characteristic also in our hearts, right? The heart has this movement that is the contraction and the expansion, the diastole and the systole, right? Those movements are actually like the movement of the pendulum. However, there is a third mode, the preparation, you know? Organization and accumulation of vital energy that would seem to be very brief, my dear friends. They say, well, it's not important. It's just a fraction of a second, right? But it's very important. It is maybe brief, but the interval between the diastole and systole, but, and this, yes, something that we can know. But it's a matter of milliseconds for us. But it seems far too fleeting, right? But the marvelous world of the infinitely small, for that extraordinary world of the microcosmos, it is enough to perform wonders. So this is something we need to seek, that very center of all situations. You know, that this diastole, the systole, and the middle, you know, the preparation. That's what we need to stop. We need to stop there, and we need to find the balance. If we are in a difficult economic situation, we need to do good to help everyone. So this way, this situation eventually will pass. Remember, everything will pass. So, but we need to do something good, all right? We need to go against those things, right? Other, well, conflict, other problem with the pendular movement is, well, the thinking process, right? Our mind is constantly moving, you know, from one side to the other, to this crazy pendulum movement, right? We have different ideas. Our mind goes up and down, left to right, and it is always in this constant fight, the battle of the thoughts, the battle of the antithesis, the madness of the flow of thoughts that never ends. So we clearly see this situation when we have to take a decision, right? Then an objection appears. If someone tells us something, then again an objection pops up. Tell me and I will tell you, right? This is our sentence, right? The favorite sentence. Tell me and I will tell you. We always have something to say. We never stop. We don't listen to people because we want to object. We know that everybody has the right to express, of course, yes, to express what is in his mind or her mind. And we must show respect and listen in silence. Then, okay, we go and, you know, and nothing will happen, right? Yeah, you listen to this person, he's saying all these things. Okay, thank you. And then you go away. You don't have to be there to object, right? The truth is nobody wants to remain in silence. We have to object. We complain. If it's hot, we object. If it's raining, we object. If it's a sunny day, we object. So those objections just made us, you know, create more ego to make our ego stronger as well. Objection will always be a great problem. We need to face those objections and meditate to dissolve them, right? There is this mantra, dear friends, that we can use to stop this, craziness of our mind, these objections. Master Buddha gave this mantra to one of his disciples, right? He was really having a big problem with objections. So his mind didn't stop objecting all the time, right? He was walking in the snow. Oh, the snow is so cold. Oh, the snow is so heavy. Oh, my feet hurt. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh, the air is so cold. You know? And one after another. So Master Buddha personally gave him this mantra that it is Gate, Gate. So we know how to pronounce it. It's just Gate, you know, with elongating the sound of the vowels. This mantra is long, right? It has a lot of words. It is Gate, Gate, Paragate, Parasamgate. Swaha. That is the complete mantra. But we can use it in its abbreviations. We can use it any time of the day. We can use it also in our mind. Yes. And well, what happened with this disciple of Buddha? Well, he could finally find control for his mind using this mantra. We are going to be happy with all the objections we can make. Sorry, if we are with these objections in our mind, we can use this mantra in motion, right? But the best thing is to do this mantra, you know, really concentrated and also with your body in a relaxation, right? In relaxation, that will be the greatest way to use it. But if you are, for example, in a situation that your mind is always giving you this hard time, you can also use it in motion, all right? You can start like saying in low voice or maybe on your mind, gate, gate, gate. And that will also help you to calm the crazy flow of the mind, right? That is sometimes is really insane. Well, my dear friends, what we need to do is clear, right? We need to use the Tao. The Tao, what is the Tao? Well, besides that, it's a philosophical current from China. Also, Tao means gnosis, right? Also, Tao is to situate ourselves in the middle of a circle, in the synthesis, right? In that place where we are protected from the crazy movement of the opposites, when we are protected of the crazy movement of the pendulum. That is what we need to do. And also, we need to imagine ourselves into a circle. And we are in the center of that circle. And we need to be aware of the two faces of every situation. Yes, to know that every situation has these two sides. For example, a person is in a big party and everyone is really happy, you know, dancing and enjoying and everything. But this person can enjoy a party because it's good to be happy, right? We are not saying that you have to lock yourself in your house and no, we are saying that we need to learn how to live. And if you don't go out of your house, well, you won't know how to live, right? So if you are in the middle of this beautiful party, right? Very happy party, you need to know that that there is a double face of this situation, a double face of this coin, right? And then find the center of that situation. So don't get crazy in the party, right? Hey, shouting and laughing like crazy. But yes, you are going to be happy. You are going to be enjoying the party. The company is good, but try to protect yourself with a circle. Imagine yourself in that light circle around you, and but you are there protected. You know that this is just a party, that this is just a situation that will pass. Don't involve yourself in that current of other people's feeling. Because then you will lose the center and you will go to the extreme of the pendulum as well. Then we are going to reconcile the opposites, right? We reconcile the opposites within ourselves, right? Is in our own being, right? Is in our own consciousness. We are going to say, I know that every joy is followed by a sorrow, but none of this affects me because everything is fleeting, right? Everything passes. People pass, things pass, ideas pass, and everything passes, right? So we don't need to identify with something. We have to reconcile the two sides, and we are going to be in the center of the pendular movement, the Tao. Remember, the Tao is also the Gnosis. And is in this way is to live with balance and to find the center of this magical circle, this magic circle. To live not within the law of the pendulum, but within a closed circle, right? Through this circle pass, you know, all the pairs of opposites of philosophy, thesis and antithesis, pleasant and unpleasant circumstances, times of triumph and times of failure, optimism and pessimism, what is called good and what people call bad, etc. We can see them pass because we are protected in the center. We just see it. We are not living it, right? So we need to form this magical circle of protection and to see the two sides of every situation, right? Around that magical circle, we can see a very interesting parade. We will discover, for example, that every great joy is immediately followed by but something painful, but something distressing and depressive states also. We need to live in the center of the movement to learn how to live our lives. And so, my dear friends, this is the conference of the law of the pendulum, which is really important and very interesting to know. And if you want to know more about this topic, just go ahead and read the book, The Great Rebellion. And there is this conference of Master Samael, that is the law of the pendulum is very interesting because there Master Samael has like this conversation with some of the disciples and everything there is explained really well. So.